Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are diving into San Francisco's shifting political scene as Mayor-elect Daniel Lurie prepares to take on the city's budget deficit with a new board of supervisors. And for more, we're joined live in studio by KCBS insider Phil Mateer and former Mayor Willie Brown. Well, tell us about Mayor-elect Lurie. Does he have the machine? Does he have what it takes?
There are no options. Everybody who gets that job sometimes will be challenged with all kinds of things. And if you're totally inexperienced, you can meet that challenge better than anybody else.
Is that right? But he surrounded himself with some pretty people we know, people who've been around for a long time.
That may be a problem. You better have some people that know something about the budget, and none of those people do. You better have somebody who is prepared to make really help you make critical decisions. Believe me, usually you've done that before. So his challenge is going to be, I'm solo.
Yeah.
I'd like Tonto to be with me, but he isn't.
Well, he does seem, however, he seems to be wanting to have it be by committee, by staff, by consensus, a lot of talk, a lot of input, a lot of meetings, sort of that that style. It's not exactly you.
Well, let me tell you, Phil, I don't. He says he wants to be the kind of mayor Willie Brown was, and I'm going to hold him to that, period, because I'm going to make sure that at every turn I distinguish myself from his decision-making.
Another angle for political fighting, Trump versus San Francisco. What's that going to look like?
That's one of the problems that the new mayor will have. He will need, literally, to go maybe to the inauguration if he can get invited. And believe me, he needs to distance himself probably from the kind of attacks Newsom is going to do on the new president. And when that happens, the new president may shut them both out. Yeah. That'll hurt San Francisco.
Yeah, because, you know, like it or not, White House in San Francisco and the Bay Area has really lived and gotten well off government-wise because of Washington and Washington money coming here through Nancy Pelosi and other people. And that tap's turned off, and there's only one way to get any money, and that's through the White House.
Well, but maybe it's turned off. After all, that young man who has taken the job understands money. He spent with his friends $16 million to get this job. And believe me, that's an
Are you saying so he can talk one-on-one with Trump and they both have to speak the same language, dollars and common sense?
As a matter of fact, he probably should go to Mar-a-Lago before he goes to D.C.
You brought up Pelosi. I want to ask you, what's her future? How much longer will she be around?
I don't know for sure, but I think until such time that she has somebody she's pleased with replacing her.
I.e. her daughter?
Yeah.
Her daughter for sure.
Okay, final question. Gavin, what's he do this year? What do you think he does?
He's been silent for the month of Christmas. You have not heard almost nothing from Gavin. Ordinarily, you'd hear from him just before you hear from the
so
new
does
president. You haven't heard from the new president either. So Newsom may very well be really smart to continue to shut up. So,
and maybe the president could follow his lead.
Well, he is talking on social media, though. He has posted a couple of videos.
But it's kind of amazing, though, because he can't hear himself on social media. It's okay. Others who are listening to him, and they aren't saying anything. Nobody mentions him anymore, either.
Thanks so much, as always, Phil Matera and former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown.